taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
He's been blowing bubbles, making me feel like who's a girl I'll be with every day.
Best cuts
of music.
Edition number 26.
Love traps, setbacks, all can come
pick up on the fact.
Frankenstein,
love and devotion.
Don't confide
in the tracks of lost emotions.
Let it die.
It's gonna suck inside. She stole my
heart,
but it's just a mystery nerve. You got to get over it.
Loved her from the start. What you gonna do?
When I think I'm in love, better catch my doing me wrong.
Too bad.
It's just another setback in his life. Like when you get your first ticket for illegal parking.
But don't you know,
it's no big deal.
Take it slow.
She's not for real.
Let it go.
Find the new appeal. She's so mad. But it's just a misdemeanor. You got to get over it.
He loved her from the start. Love traps, setbacks, all can come
pick up on the
Frankenstein.
Love and devotion.
Don't confide
in the tracks of lost emotion.
Let it die.
It's gonna subside. She stole my
heart,
but it's just a misdemeanor. You got to get over it.
Loved her from the start. What you gonna do?
When I can't let her go, and my friends all tell me when I'm playing the fool.
Too bad.
She makes me feel so out of place. Like when you're gonna realize you find yourself pulling over.
But don't you know,
it's no big deal.
Take it.
She's not for real. Find a new appeal. She stole my
heart,
but it's just a misdemeanor. You got to get over it.
Loved her from the start.
You're what I need. You got to get over it.
Save your mind. Psychedelic Sally, with a tainted view. Psychedelic Sally, I'm in love with you. Psychedelic Sally, what you searching for? Whoa, find the key and lock the door. Wandering around from town to town, don't know how the deal goes down. Waiting for your lucky break to come. Living life from hand to hand, dancing around from man to man. For you know your feelings will be numb. Psychedelic Sally, what you wanna know? Psychedelic Sally, I love you so. Psychedelic Sally, give yourself a chance. Oh, come on here and find romance. Psychedelic Sally, give yourself a chance. Whoa. come on here and find romance. Like a jelly salad, put your painted face. Like a jelly salad, put my shiny face.
Sam, look at that. That's beautiful. Look at that waterfall.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That is gorgeous.
You ever seen anything like it?
Purple's Mountain Majesty.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm really glad we came out on this hike.
Me too. I don't know why we didn't do it before or why we waited so long.
Well, I had to get the generator back out of Hawk.
True.
And my Taurus won't fit all of our gear, desktop.
Camping gear. All our camping computers.
I can't believe we had to bring my entire desktop and two monitors and laptop.
Yeah.
But whatever we got to do to get the show done.
It's a bit much for hiking, but, you know, show's got to get done. But
right.
We also have to have us time.
And I know you wanted to take the show hiking for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted the best cuts to, you know, see the landscapes and the valleys and the hills.
It's a beautiful land.
The streams, the birds, the flora and the fauna.
This is the sort of Purple's Mountain Majesty that makes me appreciate frontiersmen like Johnny Appleseed and David Bowie, who invented the Bowie knife.
Bowie knife, yeah.
Clark and Gamble.
Yeah.
What's their name? Proctoring?
Proctor and
the Explorers.
Gamble, yeah.
St. Louis, Proctor and Gamble, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so beautiful.
You can see why Rip Van Winkle would want to take a nap.
Definitely.
Underneath one of these trees forever.
Careful. Careful, Sam.
I'm getting sleepy.
Okay. Hey, buddy, stick with me, all right?
Sorry.
Hey, all right.
While we're here.
Get a shot of that. Look how that tree's doing. Look at what that tree looks like. It's waving at me. Look at it go.
Wow.
Get a shot of that.
Okay. Get my camera. Okay.
All right.
Got it. Oh, look. There's an Indian sex stone.
Oh, wow. What do they do?
It's just a fucking rock. It's fabulous.
There's so many wonders.
So many wonders. I'm glad that we could bring the best cuts here.
Definitely needs to get out more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what with the tuberculosis, the mountain air is really doing wonders.
Definitely. I'll take this minute to apologize again for taking him to New Orleans for tuberculosis. I thought that the damp air was good. Caves.
Swamp.
That's why I took him to that cave. I apologize for that, because it definitely tore several years off his life for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you live and you learn, or you live and you learn,
what
and then you die.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, unless you're already dying.
Yeah, and then that might kill you a little bit more.
Because it's...
That's a different adage. Oh, man, did you see that hawk?
Wow, look at that.
That's crazy.
It just picked up that fish.
Right out of the stream.
Goodness.
It's amazing.
Oh, look at that bear. It's waving at me.
Whoa.
Hi.
Hey, bear.
Are you okay?
Should we feed it?
I don't know. I've always heard that either if you see a bear, you're supposed to yell at it. And
I thought it was like, see a bear, pick it up, all day long, you have good luck.
Oh, you might be right.
Yeah.
Let's go try to pick this bear up.
Yeah. Oh, he ran off. He's probably scared of all of our gear.
Probably. He might be camera shy.
Yeah.
Or.
If only we could have had him on the show.
That would be wonderful. I'm sure he's got lots of adventures, what with that whole Showbiz Pizza gig he had going on.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, totally.
He played the drums, didn't he?
I think so. Drums, yeah.
All right, let's. What do we got here? What do we play? Unknown artist doing bubbles for the Deep Throat soundtrack. Deep Throat 2 soundtrack. Actually, not... Oh, Deep Throat... The second Deep Throat soundtrack. It's was given away in theaters. Bubbles!
Yep.
Great tune.
All X-rated movies should give away their soundtracks at
Oh,
theaters.
Man. And then I'd be lining up.
Yeah.
Lining up.
It'd be great. Good stuff. After that was Foster Silvers with Misdemeanor.
Yeah, I've heard that tune somewhere. I don't know if I have it or what, but that's my jam.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
He's good. Good little star.
What's the...
I got another album by him from 1986 when he's much older, but I haven't listened to it
yet. Wow, it's going to be awkward. It's time to rearrange.
It's going to be something fierce.
Spectacular. Festacular.
Yeah. Craptacular.
John Lucien, after that, with Would You Believe in Me, one of his earlier tunes compared to the tune we played a couple of shows ago.
After John Lucien was Eddie Jefferson with Psychedelic Sally. Psychedelic Sally.
Good stuff.
Yeah, really cool track.
Kind of sticking with a little bit of that kind of vibe with this block.
Kind of funky, jazzy jam.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, let's get on back with the hike here.
Right. I see a group of birds over there.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think they're doing? They look like they're talking
kind of like
to each other.
Swarming or
they're
something
talking.
In the sky.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, let's walk over there. Boy, certainly are. There's
They're really loud. I can't hear you.
It's great. Robbie?
Sam.
Robbie. Can you hear me?
Sam.
Where'd you go?
Sam?
I can't. Birds everywhere. Fucking birds.
Oh my goodness.
Jesus
Christ. Oh my goodness.
No. Birds.
Lyrical play. when the groove is dead and gone, yeah, you know that love survived, so we can rock forever.
Oh, Mamacita, so hungry. Okay, there's the gear. Must have gotten swept away in that storm of birds. Where's Sam? Sam!
Robbie, is that you?
Sam!
Robbie, is that you? Where are you?
Sam, where are you at? You sound like you're far away or something.
I'm on some kind of a cliff.
Where is the cliff? Which way should I?
I don't look up.
I was looking down. There you are.
Where? Oh, you're down.
I'm down, and you're down. You go down.
Okay, there you
I
are.
I stay up.
Okay,
you go.
Are.
I go
I'll
up.
I'll come to where you are.
We'll
you
go
just
up.
Stay there.
Okay.
Just stay there. All right. All right. Oh, finally, man. Well, there's... Wait. There's the gear. What the hell happened to Robbie? I mean, he was just... He should have been here. It's where I thought I saw him from. When I climbed down, I came over here. What the fuck? Robbie?
Sam!
Robbie?
Up here!
What?
Up here!
What are you doing up there?
I'm up on the cliff!
Can you hear me?
I'm down here
where you were with the stuff.
I'm on the cliff. You told me to come up to the cliff.
No, I said stay where you are. I would go down. Why would I tell you that all the stuff is here? That doesn't make sense.
But you told me to come up to the cliff.
No. Okay. You come. Okay. So you stay up there. I will get the stuff and I'll bring it up there.
You stay there and I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna go down.
Okay.
I'm coming up. I'm gonna come up. I'm gonna stay down.
Okay.
Okay, I'm Sam. Must have gone and pee. All the stuff's here. Where did he go? This is ridiculous. He clearly...
Robbie!
Sam, what are you doing?
I'm back up here. Are you with the stuff again?
I told you to bring the stuff up to me.
This is asinine. We can't keep doing this.
On the count of three, come down, and I'll stay here.
Okay, I will stay here, and you come up.
On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Sam!
Robbie!
I'm up on the cliff and I brought granola bars. I thought you were hungry.
I am hungry, but I'm not. I'm down here. Where's the stuff?
This is fucking ridiculous, man. I left the stuff by the creek like you asked me to. Let's just do the show from 200 feet away.
Okay, fine. What was the first track?
Bone Symphony, One Foot in Front of the Other. It's that really good song when they're fixing up the house in Revenge of the Nerds.
That was an awesome song. I loved it when I was a kid.
You remember that movie?
Who doesn't? Hair Pie Nerds.
Nerds! You can really hear it up here off the cliff.
Lucky dog. When I get up there, when we're both up there, we'll both do it together.
That's a deal. What was the second song?
The second song was Perfect Stranger by Eddie and Sunshine. I don't really know what it is. I got it off of the number one in Belgium blog years ago. It's pretty cool, though. They only put out one 12-inch.
I'm really impressed, for such a short stint of creative output, they were really impressive music.
They could have done more with it. They were apparently just perfect strangers to the music industry.
I would question that, Sam, but whatever. Let's move on.
All right. What was the next track?
It was a Masters at Work remix of Michael Jackson's Rock With You.
Yeah, I love that jam. You can't go wrong with Michael Jackson. And don't make that restraining order joke again.
I think it's about time that we squashed all that joke. It's pretty obvious.
We get it. He likes children. Ha ha.
He wants to rock with them.
LOLs.
Sam, let's get back to the show.
Let's get back to the equipment.
Meet me by the creek.
Meet me by the creek.
You're listening to the best cuts of music.
Thank you.
certainly warm outside.
What a day,
by
yeah.
this fireplace. By yeah. this fire. It's a here, fireplace.
Here in the twilight.
I love this Purple's Mountain Majesties.
It, amazing. I'm really glad we were able to do this.
Right. I think this is a good time for us. I think we've these are tender moments. My eyes can see the soul of your heart.
I know. And mine to yours. This is a... And we're capturing it all on tape.
Sure.
Live to tape.
Live tape.
What a wild adventure.
I mean, right.
There was the birds, attacked by birds, separated on the cliff.
Friendly bears.
The friendly bears. And then we hung out and played cards with those caribou.
Yeah, the showboating falcon.
That was wacky.
And that I think that caribou...
We got high with those frogs. That was pretty dope.
Oh, right, right.
There was the underwater cave in that lagoon by the waterfall. It was sweet. All that weird ink and stuff. And you woke up that god. He was kind of pissed about that.
It was that ugly duckling that was hanging out with all those giraffes, inexplicably. Gentlemanly peanut with the top hat and monocle.
That was pretty cool. You don't see that very often in the forest.
Did you meet the militia people on up, like, to the left of the cliff, on top of the cliff?
I saw them, but I don't know. I don't know. Not my thing. I took a photo, but that was as far as it went.
They're all right. Like, I ended up having to talk to them because they had guns pointed at me. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess I can understand their kind of had a Patty Hearst thing going on there for a minute. I was kind of worried.
They're identifying with your
yeah,
captors.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But Stockholm.
Stockholm Syndrome, yeah.
Yeah. And, but, you know, I mean, they're really not that bad, and the government is really fucking them over right now. Don't even get
they
me.
They got it tough, I'm sure.
Anyway, so, but it's been a pleasant afternoon, very,
really fun.
Just relaxing.
Uh-huh. Glad, yeah, just to get out here. You know, just be with nature.
Right. I think that nature is important.
Creations of creations.
I'm definitely thinking that we're going to have to get some antiseptic for those bird bites, but...
Yeah.
I
think one of mine's kind of forming a bird inside of one of the holes.
Like it laid an egg inside
I
your
think
wound?
Something. I don't know. But
what the hell?
I can feel it moving around. It's on my backside.
What kind of birds? What kind of birds were those?
I don't know. It was the weirdest thing ever. And I hope to never experience it again. I think I'm pregnant is what it is. I'm gonna have bird babies.
Well, here's a question. If you were on the roof of a barn and it was overlooking Canada and the US, bird on, and you had to lay an egg on top of that, which would the bird be, Canadian or would it be American?
Boy, I don't know. That really depends on what comes first.
The chicken or the egg?
The chicken or the egg.
Right.
If the egg comes first, then American.
And
the
eggs,
bird comes first.
Well, the eggs that aren't hatched, where do you bury the survivors?
I don't know. Which, what, do they get dual birds citizenship?
Crafty motherfuckers.
You ever seen just a flock of, I saw this on Discovery Channel, it's like a flock of just millions and millions of chickens crossing the Gulf of Mexico on their flights? It's the most spectacular, miraculous thing you've ever seen. Just tears were well
I think
up.
The closest that I've seen is driving north into where the Tyson chicken plant is and seeing birds fly out of the back of
trucks
like 18-wheelers and then running over them.
Yeah.
So
but that's different tears.
It's not beautiful. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Different tears.
Purple mountain. Okay. No.
Yeah. No. Not like looking at a mountain.
Purple and red chickens majesties.
King Chicken. King Chicken was a cool dude. Did you meet him?
Okay, what do we have? What do we have this time? Looks like we started the last block off with Luke Vibert.
Sparky is a retard. It's off his newest last album, Rhythm. It was only released in Japan.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy awesome album.
Always on the lookout. Love Luke Vibert.
Yeah, any of his stuff. You'd not be disappointed. Just grab a random album.
Right, all of them.
Just spin the dial of his discography and put your finger wherever it stops.
Yeah, exactly.
Good album. And then after that, Dominic Uhlberg with Die Rote Bauchunken vom Tegernsee, which I can't remember if he's Austrian or German or Dutch, whatever. He put out this really great techno album that's kind of micro-housey sounding stuff, a lot of glitchy sounds. But in between each track is, I don't understand German, I think it's German. He's talking in between each track with lots of birds, like he's doing some sort of nature thing. I don't know what. I'm sure it's very impressive in its native language.
It's good.
Yeah.
After that was tuned by...
not after that.
Oh, wait a minute.
Coming up, always do that. Wah, wah.
I don't live in this linear universe, Sam. Excuse me. I don't live in a linear universe, okay?
Yeah.
Non-linear.
Life is just a non-linear universe. Can't you live in this non-linear universe life?
So what's coming up next is a tune by the drum and bass alias of me. It would be Nepotism, but I'm not related to myself. So
you're
it's
your
just
own grandpa.
Good.
There is that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was that time traveling thing?
Because you married a girl and Truss married her mom.
Oh, right, right,
and
right.
And that
of
made
course.
You your own grandpa.
You're right. I forgot about that summer. The tune is called...
Other Song.
By
Truss.
So pick up the album The Skeleton Key on Bomb City Records and enjoy life. Just live it.
Happiness. Just
live life.
Yeah. You know what? Go camping, people.
Go make it happen.
Can't,
make it so.
Can't recommend it enough.
Make it so, number one.
KOA is okay.
Right. This camping trip put a KO in my heart. Mm-hmm. Did a KO to my heart.
It was a Sam Goody. Tune in next week, people, for
the best cuts of music.
Good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.